So I'm Maya. I'm compulsive reader bulimic. I'm the speaker getter for the meeting, and I decided to choose myself as a speaker, for this meeting, because it's actually my eighth year in program this year. And so, thank you. And this eighth year has actually been a little bit more different than I thought it would be. It was completely different. It's not even what I thought it would be. It's completely different. The seventh year in my program was like the most challenging one, I would say. I think actually they've all been challenging. But the seventh year is where I've got most of my spiritual awakening, I guess you would say, in program. So we usually go by what it's like. I don't really like to tell that story anymore, but I know that it's crucial because I feel like as humans going through this, this as spiritual beings going through this human experience, a lot of times like my ego wants to stay trapped in the suffering of the past, and like that keeps myself victimized, so the past, I grew up in a Vietnamese American immigrant home. I was a latchkey kid that went through a bunch of different traumas. I mean, you can name it, rape, abuse, verbal abuse. Left at home a lot. I went through the juvenile system. I was in and out of there, group homes, juvenile halls, all of it. So I basically grew up there. I ended up in the last part of that ended up in the group home. And then, I always say, by God's blessing, that was actually, it was his way to help me and provide for me and, put me somewhere else because my parents were not capable of providing the love that I needed at that time as a child. Because honestly, I look at it now, they were children themselves raising another child. And so it was really hard for them to maneuver through being immigrants coming to a whole different country and having a child at a very young age. My mom was 17 when she had me coming to a new country and then starting a life with my father and stuff like that. So, and as I grew up, because that household, I was very much neglected and like abandoned a lot of that time. And I look at it now, I never even thought about how I was kind of chasing that love all the time. And because that led me to do things which with friends or whatever it is, and just kind of running away from home because it was so dysfunctional at home. And it wasn't, I was surrounding myself with a lot of people that didn't really care for me, that didn't really have my best interest, but I was so desperate in the time to be loved that I found myself in situations that were very unsafe. That's where the rape led to, that's where the juvenile hall led to, that's where all that things. But the blessing is that I landed up in the system, which, oh my gosh, the people in there, they gave me more. And they were like the substitute or the family, the mom, the dad that I never had. Like I was able to graduate high school with a full ride scholarship to fit them. I was able to work and do things and go to prom and do things like as a normal kid, like my high school year, my ending high school year. So, but of course, I couldn't leave home and then. I mean, not leave home. When I returned from the group home as a graduate, as an adult, I returned to my own home as an adult to my parents' home. And that was another series, which led me to the choosing of multiple relationships that were very dysfunctional. And I didn't realize this, but
5
Yes, I
minutes
do.
have passed.
Yeah. I think about this now in the relationships I chose. They were also violent and abusive and very toxic, we'll call that word. But that was also of my own choosing too. And the one relationship that I would say my bulimia came into play was this one relationship with this one guy for like 5 years. And I had no way to go through that relationship and go through everything else with dealing with like my childhood. And that's where the bulimia came in. That's where I learned how to purge. And I remember like just eating massive amounts of food to just feel better and then like let it out. And after years of therapy, I remember like that letting out, that feeling, that sensation was like my voice. Like I finally had a voice. I could be like myself. And that's what the food, like I stuffed everything down and it was like tightly as possible in a ball in my stomach. And then I would let it out. And it was such like a sigh of relief. It was like the greatest feeling ever because I felt like I could breathe. Like it felt like I could just be myself in my body for that moment. And I felt like I can get through this. That's what bulimia did for me. So as time progressed, I found myself in other series of relationships. Meanwhile, like growing and stuff like that. And I ended up working at an insurance company where I made massive amounts of money, bought my own house at like the age of 24, and just did all like just felt really successful. But at the height of all that was when my bulimia was full blown. I was also at the time I felt like I was the best looking, you know, but I wasn't. I was really sick, trying to survive life and trying to do like a job, trying to do social life, trying to do relationships, trying to go through all those things. And I just didn't know how to do it. And that was the time where I leaned on my bulimia the heaviest, like the most. I ended up leaving that job because it was really stressful. And then from that point on, I just kind of like wandered through different areas of my life about just trying to figure out like what my purpose is and what my life is and stuff like that. But in the midst of that last leaving that last job, I had gotten into a relationship with my ex-husband who I was with for 17 years, and he was like my knight in shining armor. He was rescuing me and I was under him and he like shielded me from everything. But at the time, like once again, I didn't know. It was another type of relationship that I had to transform myself to be somebody, to earn love, to be loved, to be seen, be heard. And it wasn't. I ended up binging and purging through all of that relationship. But we had gotten pregnant with my son. And that's when I stopped. The purging stopped because I could not. The purging not stop, but it minimized. And I could not purge while I was pregnant because that wasn't good for the child. So then forward, I ended up just binging and I got up myself to the highest I weighed was 260. I'm only 5'1". So that goes to comparison to show you the weight and how it sat in my body. That and I remember just going through that fear with having my first son was like all that weight was just the fear of bringing another person into this life to live this miserable life that I had been living, and I had so much fear to pass that down because like I didn't know that I could change it. So fast forward, I had my second son, had a dream wedding to my husband at the time. We were 7 years together, or eight, or actually 10 years together, had a dream wedding in Hawaii. Just got back from Hawaii, and then you know I ended up March ended up in on the kitchen floor crying my eyes out and just wishing that I would die. And obviously I didn't die. I'm here. And I was so desperate to not pass this down to my kids, so I ended up Googling how to fix or how to cure eating disorders. And the number there was like 12 steps. Thank you. There was 12 steps, and the 12 step, the last one was like go to an OA meeting. So I ended up looking up OA meetings, and one of them, I found myself in the rooms of OA in the back of this the pews in Skivvy, and the lady, the first speaker, which actually was my first sponsor, she was looked nothing like me, but her story was my story. And from that point on, that was 8 years ago, and I never left. Despite, like, fast forward 8 years, I have never left, but I wanted to so many times. I did. And I stuck there. I stayed there, and through program, through doing service, through everything. And it has not been a easy ride. The beginning of it was all pink clouds and stuff like that. And I lost a lot of weight. I'm actually a 100 pounder, but I've gained 100 pounds in and out of the rooms. And so I think this last journey right now, I'm at about 200 pounds right now. And so it's like 60 pounds down from like my highest weight. But I got down in program to like 130, 135. The reason why I bring that up is because this last leg, this right now, this last year is where I gain most of my weight back again. And that's through living life without the food. Like, that's through living life, like, on my terms. I went through a God's terms. It's my higher powers terms. I went through a divorce and program. The last 2 years have been me trying to put my life together, trying to do things, travel on my own, be on my own, try to be a mom of three kids, not rage out at them, not pass down my stuff to them, try to do it without food, try to be a friend, try to be a daughter, try to be a partner, try to open a business, try to do all these things. And sometimes I just didn't do it perfectly. Food was my call. It's like my comfort, and it still is, But the one thing I've realized, and this is through my sponsor, is that our bottoms get raised in program. I'm no longer suicidal, because at one point I can even be left alone at night with myself without wanting to kill myself. And that was within program. I was traveling a lot throughout the world to like run away from like being at home, because that's where my husband, like my ex-husband and I, we shared. And for the 3 years during COVID, he was living in the house, and coming home to someone looking at you with just hateful stares and wishing that you would die, and it's like literally daggers. Like, I just didn't have a place to go. So, but now my house is my own. But God didn't stop there. He was like, okay, you're good with this. Now you're gonna move on to the next step and do his purpose and my plan, his plan for me. And that's where I'm at now. So I guess my message today, and the really big thing that I wanted to share with you today, was there's no perfect. And even if the weight is still on, like, you're still here. Even if you come back 20, 30 years, a year from now, whatever it is, you're still here. And the gifts that I find in this program now is that I'm finally able to sit with myself exactly the way I'm supposed to be. And I see, like, I'm like, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why this weight isn't coming off now without. And see, here's the thing. I'm an addict of all kinds. It's not just food, it's relationships, it's overworking, it's over-exercising, it's over-shopping. And even times I call myself like a bulimic shopper, because I'll buy stuff in bulk on sale and then I'll return it. Because like I don't need any of that stuff, nor did I have the money to buy it, but it felt good, like that rush and that high to get all these things. And but for once, because every time like I lost the weight was like over exercising, I made the gym my higher power, I made my trainer my higher power, and then I made the food plan my higher power, and I used the food plan to restrict. And
5 minutes remaining.
thank you. I use the food plan to restrict and to like minimize like what has least calories and what can I burn off and all the things. But for the first time in my life right now, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not beating myself up, and I was beating myself, my body up badly by going on these marathons and working out and all of the things. And it was not a very loving and kind way to treat myself. But this way, now on this 8th year journey, going to the 8th year journey, it's different. I haven't been over exercising. I haven't been doing things to hurt myself physically. I'm able to sit in the room by myself. Also, I haven't purged since August of 2018. And so that was like a big thing for me. And I think right now it's to finally allow myself to be with me. And the one thing that I want to say about this last, that the number on the scale, the physical outside, does not attribute to who I am on the inside. Because I've been able to open a business, secure very big like accounts, and go about and make new friends and go into pro, like all these things at this weight. And to show myself that no matter how I look like on the outside with the weight, it does not determine what I'm capable of. And so the next thing that my higher power had was for me to go back to school. And I'm able right now, I'm able to like go to school, be on the PTO, work at the school district, have my own business, like be someone's partner, have friends, go to program, do all of these things without purging, without trying to go to my addictions, without wanting to kill myself if I failed, with being the best mom that I can be. Like, oh my gosh, my kids, my the only reason why I'm here in program in the first place was because of my kids. And like, I see my relationship with them, and I get to pick them up, and this is a life that I live. My biggest goal was that when I had gotten divorced, it was like my ex-husband was like, you got to go back to work. And I was like, I'm not going back to work. I've been with my kids my whole entire life. I was able to with their whole entire lives. And I was able to pick them up, be with them all the time. I'm not going back to work where I'm sending someone else to pick up my kids or take care of my kids. So my higher power devised a really great plan for all of these things that I'm laying to you. Like, I'm still able to be a mom. And I get to drop them off to school. I get to pick them up, and I get to have these beautiful conversations with them. And like, even like yesterday, like they're so excited. Like, I get home, I pick them up from school, and I'm like, what's, how is school? And they're like, blah, 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 like all these things happen, and mom, and duh, and trying to support them with all of their endeavors, like going into meetings for like PTO meetings and going into their school meetings and going into talking to them. Like, I'm able to like be a mom and be in my skin and be comfortable and be who I am and to be a voice for my kids that I didn't have as a child. And so that was like the biggest success for me, and that program brought to me. And I remember like even being in the rooms and being pregnant with my last child, which is my daughter. I was pregnant in the rooms of Skivvy, and even that like relationship was completely different. Like, I saw the pregnancy different, I felt it, I experienced it different. And I thank that all to my higher power, and I thank that all to my program, because even though like it's not perfect, I'm not where I want to be in life, in my life, like my wants, my thoughts, like what I want. It's the plan that my higher power has devised for me and given me and for my purpose in life, to be here. And right now, his plan for me here is just to love myself And just like the biggest thing was like, the rooms love me and I can love myself. And that's it. Like, it's not the money, it's not the weight, it's not the bigger house, it's not any of those things. I see that. It's for me to finally be okay with me. And for me to finally see me and allow the daily steps and the daily, just one thing at a time. And I'm gonna tell you now, I still have zero clue what I'm gonna do on a daily basis. I have zero clue what my plans are. I have nothing, but yet somehow, some way, just like the reading today, it's like I believe with anything bigger than my own thinking, my own planning, that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm good with that. And I can probably say to you, like, this program has helped me through every single way. And so I really wanted to share that. I had no clue what I was going to say to you guys because obviously I was really nervous. But I'm really thankful. I'm thankful that you guys are here. I'm thankful to have a place to share. And I'm thankful that my higher power has given me exactly every step of the way till this moment to bring me to where I'm at right now. So thank you for letting me share.